KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. Some areas of dense fog as well. Do be cautious if you're out and about driving this morning, as visibilities are reduced in some areas. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, three members of the same Villisca family were arrested Tuesday evening on domestic assault charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office had 46-year-old David Allen Adsett, 43-year-old Julie Ann Adsett, and a 16-year-old male were arrested after authorities received a 911 call a little after 5 p.m. Tuesday with regard to a domestic assault occurring at a residence on 170th Street in Villisca. David and Julie Adsett were held in the Montgomery County Jail pending a court appearance, while the juvenile was processed and later released on a juvenile referral. News time 7:07.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
Stopping state news, Iowa's public employee pension system lost 4.3% in value during the stock market's recent wild ride. The system's assets dropped to an estimated $22.1 billion on August the 5th from $23.16 billion on June 30th. By comparison, California's main employee pension fund dropped about 7.5% of its value from July 1st through early August, and in Kentucky, the loss was 15%. The Florida fund lost 7%. Iowa System spokeswoman Judy Aker said the system's relatively modest losses are the result of its conservative investment strategy, quote, based on a decades-long horizon, not a five-week window. IPERS has about 324,000 members. In other local news, today was supposed to have been the first day of classes for the Corning Community School District, but at least some of the students will have an extra day to get psyched up for school. Classes at the Corning High School will be delayed until tomorrow due to construction and construction-related inspections, which are slated for this morning. The Corning Junior High and Elementary will hold classes as planned for today, and the buses will run as normal, with dismissal slated for 1 p.m. Other area schools are also getting underway today, including classes here in the Atlantic, CAM, EHK Exira, Harlan, IKM Manning, Red Oak, and Walnut Community School Districts. AHSD, Riverside, and Shenandoah schools start tomorrow. Nottoway Valley doesn't start its school year until Monday, while Clarinda won't hold classes until next Tuesday. The Iowa State Patrol said Tuesday two people were injured during a crash Monday afternoon north of Corning in Adams County. 45-year-old Alan Johannes of Bridgewater and 47-year-old Gregory Carlson of Corning were transported by Adams County Rescue to Allegiant Hospital in Corning following the crash at around 4:45 p.m. Officials say Johannes was responding to a call while traveling eastbound on 200th Street, as Carlson was traveling north on Kale Avenue. Johannes' 2011 Ford F-150 pickup topped a small hill, and he saw Carlson's 2008 Ford SUV entering the intersection. Johannes tried to stop, but his pickup slid on the gravel and collided with the SUV. Following the collision, both vehicles came to rest in a ditch. 41-year-old William DeLay Hardy of Red Oak was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County on an assault charge. Sheriff's officials say Hardy was taken into custody in the 2300 block of State Highway 48 on a charge of simple assault. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said Tuesday that an Audubon man was arrested Monday evening. 26-year-old Sean Leroy Schmidt was charged with OWI, driving under suspension, and for having no license. Those charges were the result of a traffic stop that occurred on Highway 44. Schmidt was released from custody after appearing before a magistrate, who also set the date for his preliminary hearing. Atlantic Police reported on Tuesday the arrest Monday of 32-year-old Tara Campbell of Atlantic. Campbell was taken into custody on a charge of illegal possession of prescription drugs. She was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries had been reported following a two-vehicle accident which occurred Monday on Hamburg Road. The vehicle's driven by 38-year-old Shauna Doreen Holliday of Messina and 22-year-old Brett Allen Westfall of Adair collided at the crest of a hill. Holliday's car sustained an estimated $6,000 damage, while damage to Westfall's pickup was estimated at $5,000. The Sheriff's Department says Westfall was cited for driving under suspension, no valid license, and failure to yield one half of the roadway. The Atlantic Airport Commission will gather this morning at the Terminal Building for their regular meeting. On the agenda for the 9 o'clock session is a review and approval of an agreement with the Iowa DOT for the fiscal year 2012 General Aviation Vertical Infrastructure Program for the Maintenance Hangar Rehabilitation Project. The Commission will also act on the review and approval of an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates for the Hangar Rehab Project. The meeting will conclude with discussion pertaining to other general airport-related matters. News time is 7:12.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
In our funeral announcements, 84-year-old Mina Schmeling of Atlantic died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Mina Schmeling will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 95-year-old Edward Hansen of Harlan died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Edward Hansen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 85-year-old Evelyn Dolores Sparger of Anita died Monday at the Colonial Manor. Funeral services for Evelyn Sparger will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Alan Brown will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. 78-year-old August Gus Joseph Eckerman of Harlan died Tuesday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Gus Eckerman will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be on August 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Bayard, with the Odie Funeral Home of Bayard in charge of arrangements. And 84-year-old Claire Schuler of Rural Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Claire Schuler are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.